Let's take it from the top. Hot off the wipe.
Hot off the wipe.
Hot off the wipe, baby. With my people's Britney bitch.
Hobblers brought to you by the Ad Council. America, health insurance is now affordable and covers prescriptions, hospitalizations, maternity care, preventive care, and more. Visit getcoveredamerica.org and take care, people. Over the weekend, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta star Benzino was shot by his nephew while leaving his mother's funeral on Saturday in Massachusetts. But he's doing okay. He thanked fans for their support. And his nephew has been charged with intent to murder.
Wow.
That's some intense family beef.
Yeah.
Trying to get out of trouble is Scandal's Columbus Short. He was in the news about last week for a bar fight, and then he tried to deflect that. Well, people think that's what he was doing. Him and his wife and his kids were out, you know, being photographed. Now he just released a single, an R&B single, and if you listen to it, it's very auto-tuned. It's called Gave Ya. I don't know. I feel like he's just trying to...
Let's not play it.
Yeah, let's not.
Okay.
This is surprising. Guess which rapper made $1.3 million last year? Hint.
Who?
He's in jail. No?
Little Boosie?
Gucci Mane.
Wow.
Gucci.
Wow.
They say it's from his mixtapes, collaborations, merchandise sales.
Waka.
Yeah, he says it's those free guap t-shirts. That's a lot, especially when he was in jail for half the year. I don't know. The Clips, they're not getting together for a reunion. Pusha T, he was down for it, but his partner, No Malice, he did an interview and he said he doesn't want to do that kind of music anymore. And he says that a new Clips album would be like repeating the third grade over again.
Wow. That's his brother.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, because Pusha T seems to be more successful at this point, so I thought he would be very down for it, but I guess not.
Hmm.
In Ratchet Reality News, Atlanta Housewives, Portia and Kenya, we know they don't get along, but apparently the fight got even worse at the taping of the reunion. It hasn't aired yet, but Us Weekly saying they had a major altercation. Portia beat the crap out of Kenya. Kenya's trying to sue her. It's pretty bad.
Well, you know, the thing is once ladies start fighting and they start lock up on the hair, the fight's no longer interesting.
Yep.
I heard they got hold of each other's hair.
Ooh.
And whoever has the strongest, you know, weave or glue, whatever, is going to win that joint. That's how it works.
Yeah.
You know. So, hey, it works out. And Portia's trying to stay on the show because they're saying that she's not interesting. I think she's interesting.
I do, too.
I'd rather see her than Kenya.
Well, I'll tell you, we're going to have Portia on this week, and we're going to talk about that.
We definitely should.
Right.
I will. Zoe Saldana, she landed a new gig. She's a new face of L'Oreal Paris. And anyone still watch The Boondocks? Because Lil Wayne, he's about to sign on and do some voicing for The Boondocks.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Over the weekend at the box office, Noah was number one with $44 million. But a lot of Christian groups have been boycotting the movie because it's directed by an atheist and doesn't follow a lot of the biblical points. That's what they're saying. Divergent got number two with $26.5 million. And Muppets Most Wanted got third with $11 million. I'm Brit Nesha, hot off the wire. Tell me what I missed. Tweet me at Too Pretty Britty and at Russ Parr Show. And for more stories, you can go to RussParrMorningShow.com.